The Radio Friends with Paul Pepper podcast is supported on KBIA by Moberly Regional Medical Center. From the flu to more serious health issues, the ER team at Moberly Regional has the knowledge and care to handle all types of injuries and illnesses. When you have an emergency, don't delay. Trust the ER team at Moberly Regional Medical Center at 1515 Union Avenue and at MoberlyHospital.com.
Good morning. Welcome to Radio Friends on Tuesday, September the 17th. The month of September has been set aside as Sickle Cell Awareness Month. And we talked about this last year, and we're going to pick up where we left off last year. We have Elizabeth Gounier with us. Good to have you in. RN from MU Healthcare. So the whole month set aside to draw awareness to sickle cell. Sickle cell anemia.
Yes, right. That's correct.
What is it?
It's a genetic blood disorder where you are born with it. It's inherited. Each parent has to have a gene for the sickle cell trait. And so each person who has sickle cell disease, their mom and dad have had to have sickle cell trait.
So what does it do to your body?
It causes severe pain. Is the primary complication that they have. That pain is called a pain crisis, and they're hospitalized for pain medication.
When you say it causes severe pain, where? Can it be anywhere in your body?
It can be anywhere. And actually the name was derived from under a microscope, the blood looks like a sickle, like the old farmer's sickle. Mm-hmm. And that actually is kind of jagged feeling to the body. Kind of somewhat similar to a sickle, and
it causes almost like it's cutting your.
Yeah,
it feels like it's cutting your body.
It causes severe inflammation, and then they kind of are sticky, and so they'll clump together. And where they clump together, it blocks off the oxygen, and that causes tissue death. And that tissue death causes pain.
So you could have pain in your arm.
Yes.
You could have pain in your leg.
Yes.
You could have pain in your head.
Yes, they have strokes. They have complications with their lungs. They have complications with their spleen. And all of those come from the sickling.
Can you have this for a while and not even be aware of it till the pain starts?
No.
So as soon as you feel the pain, you know you've got it.
Yeah. Well, actually, in 1989, the state of Missouri started testing all newborns for sickle cell disease. So every newborn that is born in the state of Missouri since then has been tested.
So is there a cure for it?
There is a bone marrow transplant that can be done. We do have 3 transplant centers in the state of Missouri. It's not a cure-all, though, because you need a matched sibling. They do unrelated matched transplants, but that's very few and far between.
If you have a matched sibling and you do the bone marrow transplant, is that going to cure it?
It can cure it if the bone marrow takes, yes.
If it doesn't, then it's controlled with pain medication?
With pain medication, and then they also get another medication. It's called hydroxyurea, and it's actually a chemotherapy drug.
Yeah, but there's nothing you can do to prevent it?
No.
Okay.
Yes.
If people want more information on this, how do they go about finding out?
They can call me at 573-882-7967. Even if your child was born with sickle cell trait and you want to know more information about that, I can answer some questions that you might have.
Before we go, you say even if your child was born with a sickle cell trait, just because they were born with that trait does not mean that they are going to have or experience sickle cell anemia, correct?
Correct, yes.
So you could have the trait, still not experience it. Is there anything you need to do to help prevent it?
They need to be educated when they get ready to have children of their own.
Okay.
Yeah, because they will need to know if their mate has sickle cell trait also.
All right.
That's the prevention.
Thank you very much, Elizabeth Gounier.
Thank you.
Gounier.
Thank you
Good
very
to
much,
have
Paul.
You here. RN from MU Healthcare.
Thank you.
Keep in mind that September is Sickle Cell Awareness Month.
Thank you.
Okay. Now we turn to Daniel Pliska with a lighter side of information from University Club. You are the executive chef, and you're here to tell us about the Art of Food, which is coming up this Friday?
Yes, Friday. This Friday, September 20th.
What is the Art of Food?
The Art of Food is basically a festival, if you will, a symposium with top-class, world-class culinary artists and chefs, journalists, culinary authors, and media specialists, all talking about the art of food.
Mm-hmm. And so what are you doing?
Well, we'll have presentations. We'll have
culinary. You're going to have food.
Food. Oh, yeah, definitely. Great food. Great networking. Anyone that's a foodie or involved with food journalism, food photography, food stylists will be there. Four different magazines will be there. So it's all going to be featured on real culinary art, melon carving, pastry arts, and culinary competition type hot food cooking.
Now, can people listening to us, if they're this is whetting their appetite, if they want to come and sample and watch this, can they do it?
Yes, there's it's at the University Club during the daytime, all the seminars, and there's a great lunch there. We'll have a live demo and a presentation by Todd Kleeman from the Washingtonian Magazine on the art of dining at the lunch. And then at the dinner time, it'll be at the Missouri Theater on the food, Missouri wines, music, presentations on every floor of the Missouri Theater on at nighttime at 6 o'clock.
Wow. So lunchtime, it'll be at the University Club.
Correct.
And nighttime, we
Missouri
all
Theater.
Day.
It starts at 8 in the morning, and it goes till 5 in the afternoon.
That's goodness. And you're going to have food there that whole time?
No, the food is at lunchtime, but there'll be presentations, there'll be panel discussions, photography sessions, food styling sessions, co-sponsored by Mizzou Advantage. So it'll be all featuring in around the art of food.
Now, you don't have to be a member of the University Club to attend
this. No, you don't have to be a member. And The prices start as low for students as $10. Full package for professionals and non-students is $85.
Okay, so if you're a non-student, a non-professional, and you just are interested in food, and you want to see some good food, you want to taste some good food, can you come hungry?
Come very hungry. There'll be great food. The lunch is just going to be incredible.
So that $85, wait a minute.
That includes the lunch and the dinner.
That's the lunch and the dinner.
And the dinner.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. So you could stay and you could just eat all day long if you want to.
Sure. We love to have that.
All right. So if people want information, how can they go about? Obviously, you got to make reservations ahead of time.
Correct. Right? Correct. They can contact me directly and I can direct them to the website, chef@missouri.edu is my email. They can email me or they can go to chef@missouri.edu.
That'll go right to
That'll
you.
That'll go right to me directly and I can direct them to the website. They can call the University Club or go to the muconference.missouri.edu, Art of Food.
What website. Is the latest date that people can sign up for this?
Well, it's filling up fast, so I'd like to see like 2 or 3 days out.
Okay. Think about it. If you want to do it, think about it. You should do it within the next couple of days.
Correct.
What's the phone number, Daniel?
882-2433.
Okay. Daniel Pliska, thank you so much for coming by.
Thank you, Paul. I appreciate
it. And I wish you the very best of luck with that Art of Food presentation on Friday from 8 o'clock in the morning till how late at night?
Till 9.
Till 9.
Right.
Okay. So the University Club and the Missouri Theater. We're out of time for today. Tomorrow, Missouri Cures and Original Oddities Production, our topic. Our program directed by Travis McMillan of the Reynolds Journalism Institute. Audio is Pat Akers from KBIA. Our floor director is Sarah Harkins. And our assistant producer and guest coordinator, Uncle James Mauser. To watch this program again or listen to it, sign up for a free vodcast or podcast at KBIA.org. See you tomorrow. Bye-bye.